There is something that we usually do not pay attention to. It is the decisions we make. We are always alerted to reaching new objectives, to satisfying the needs of our heart. We knock at a door over here. We look over there. We strive over here. We try to do better over there. But we do not realize that we are carving our own destiny with each decision we make. Each decision brings with it a responsibility. And the most tremendous of all is that even if we know it, we still make the decision. We follow that path which we think is right to us. But its end is the path of death and destruction. It is not me saying this, the word says it. How many times have we been stubborn, insisting in continuing doing something that, inside of us, the Lord is telling us, watch what you are about to do. But nevertheless, we go ahead and do it anyway, just like a mule. You have heard about this animal, have you not? The Bible says not to be like a mule who lacks understanding, who is not aware of the circumstances, or better said, decides to ignore the circumstances. A stubborn person is like this animal. He continues moving ahead, not paying attention to the consequences. Something like this happened to a man who was considered one of the wisest men of his time. His name was Solomon, a king who asked God for wisdom. But although he had a lot of wisdom, quite often he found himself being foolish. Let us take a look at something he did in order to benefit himself. Let me ask you, does God prohibit us to do things? If you read the Word of God thoroughly, there are things that God says are not pleasing to Him. And if you want to live according to God's will, you will not always intend to do what He does not like. For when you love, you seek to do what pleases the person you love. Paul expressed it in this manner. Everything is licit to me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is licit to me, but not everything builds up. This man named Solomon acted foolishly when he attempted to search for the meaning of life, tasting all the pleasures this world can give. But at the end, he came to a conclusion. Everything that is done under the heaven is vanity of vanities. So then, how do we find the real meaning of life? Doing what it is, not under the heavens, but what it is over the heavens. In other words, walking on the will of the Celestial Father. In 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 11, we see that Solomon did something that could be a good tactic, and that in the eyes of other people, let us say politically, the decision that Solomon made was the right one. But was it what God had established? Was he being obedient or disobedient? There are things, my beloved friends, that will seem good, but are not within God's purpose. And there is nothing more excellent and perfect than what it is done under the divine purpose. So, in 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 11, the word says, Solomon moved his wife, Pharaoh's daughter, from the city of David to the new palace he had built for her. He said, "My wife must not live in King David's palace, for the ark of the Lord has been there, and it is holy ground." What do we notice here? God has said to the people of Israel in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verses 3 and 4, the importance of not having the men mingle with those women of other territories, because at the end, the women would end up making the men fall. The women would end up inducing each man into idolatry. And if there is one thing that God abhors, is idolatry. Nevertheless, Solomon was looking for a military strategy, so he married the Pharaoh's daughter. Pharaoh was the king of Egypt. Egypt is considered to be, so to speak, what compares with all that this world can offer. If you draw close to God or allow God to get close to you and you live for God, you will realize that many of the things that God wishes for your life are contrary to what the world teaches. In the world, there is only darkness. In God, there is only light. I want to ask you a question. Do you think that darkness and light can live together? No, it is either light or it is either darkness. Solomon knew he should not have done what he did, but he looked for a political military strategy. He was the king of Israel, and to the eyes of others, it could be a good strategy. Egypt had a huge army, but Solomon forgot that he had not depended on armies, that everything he had received was not because of his wisdom. It was not because he had wished it. Everything had come from God. He had everything, which is the most difficult trial. Yes, you are hearing it right. For a person who has lost everything, perhaps it is easier to draw close to God, looking to be restored and receive something from the Lord. But if we have everything, we think we do not need anything else. Yes, we can say we love God, but money begins to rule us, and we increasingly consider that we should no longer be dependent on God, because we already have everything. So Solomon found himself in this kind of foolishness and disobeyed. Let me tell you that there are things that this world is going to present to you that in the eyes of the world is normal, seems good, and it is right. If you would ask many around you who do not have Christ in their heart, or who are simply accommodated to this world, they will advise you to do it because it is something normal. But if you ask God, what would He tell you? "Pastor, how would I listen to God's voice to know what really is appropriate?" Well, you would need to read the Bible. You need to read the Word of God, because His thoughts are expressed to us there. They are written there. His will is there. I want to emphasize something to you. There are things that will appear to be good, and perhaps you could do them, because the question here is, can I do it? No. Sometimes we make a mistake and ask, perhaps, the pastor or our leader or our parents, can I do it? Maybe no one will stop you from doing it because God gave you the freedom to choose. But what you need to reflect on is the real question. Can I do it? Which is the question you should ask yourself when you know God. You should not ask others. It is not so much about can I? Because of course you can. It is really about should you? And when you ask yourself, should I do it? Then your question will fall into what Paul says. Everything is listed to me. In other words, I can do everything, but is it beneficial to me? Will it build me up? Will it bless my life, my family, and everyone around me? Is it right? If your answer is no, well, of course you can do it, but it is not appropriate. You can also occupy yourself doing many things and at the end not be effective for what God called you to do. It is important to understand this because at times we think that having God in our heart is equivalent to Him backing me up in everything I plan and everything I do. And it is here where I can be mistaken. God can be with you, but He will not back up everything that I consider to be good, because what God is only going to back up is the genuine obedience that we have toward Him. So, I can occupy myself doing many things for God, but I will never be assertive nor effective in what God asked me to do if I do not obey. It is not about doing, but about obeying. Coming back to Solomon, he married Pharaoh's daughter to secure a military alliance with Egypt. Solomon had made decisions in his life that in the natural had a reason to be and were strategic, as I was just telling you. But for God, it was not right. He knew his marriage was not pleasing to God. Therefore, he decided to build her a different palace, away from where the presence of God was. God's ark, which symbolized His presence, was in the temple, close to His palace. So he knew that his wife could not be there, because he knew that what he had done was not right. Nevertheless, he decided to do it. Has this happened to you? This is even more complicated. It is awful when you sin out of ignorance. But it is even more awful when you sin by omission, because although you knew it was not right, you allowed yourself to be carried away and did it anyway. This is what happened to Solomon. He disobeyed God's order. My beloved friend, we are free to choose, but we are also responsible for what we choose, and it is what we paid the least attention to. There are areas of our life that are subjected to God, but there are others, my beloved friends, that are not, and we allow ourselves to be carried away. Will there be an area in your life to which you have not paid attention to, and is the one that is leading you to fall and sin constantly? Solomon had a specific area in his life that he did not pay attention to, and that area became a weakness that led him to constantly fall from grace to the point of turning away from God. Perhaps it could be happening to you, and you are struggling with it, but you have not surrendered it to God. It does not matter how good or spiritual we are in the majority of the areas of our life. One area, listen to me well, one area of your life that you have not surrendered to God can cause a fall. And it should be noted that no one falls overnight. Today, my advice is, be careful, protect each area of your life, especially one that makes us fall so easily. It is the sentimental area, the area of your relationships. Do not give sin any place in your life, no matter how small, insignificant, or normal it may seem. Remember, the giant is never born a giant. It starts like something small that goes unnoticed, but at the end, it will become your worst nightmare. Knowing this has helped me a lot. What should I do, Pastor? Do not rush to make decisions. A relationship in constant prayer and reading of the Word will lead you to a clear understanding of each time, of each circumstance. Be patient and have peace in your heart in order to make the right decision. We are not yet alone. God has left us His Holy Spirit, and He helps us in the midst of any weakness. Father, I thank You for Your Word. Your Word is alive and effective, and You teach us through it. I ask You that these short words do not get lost, that the wind does not carry them away, so they may remain engraved in our heart. History has remained there so we can learn from it. So today, we learn from the mistake Solomon made and from his greatest weaknesses, his emotional area. Perhaps this is the area which is unnoticed or in which we are the weakest, but today, we bring it before You and ask You for help, because we know that separated from You, we can do nothing. We thank You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. He sends you blessings.